Thank you for staying and listening. It's a bit late in the day. My name is Andrew Wei, actually spelled as H-U-E. I'm a professor of environmental soil chemistry at the University of Hawaii. This one probably my last scientific presentation. This afternoon, I would like to share with you some information about biochar's use as soil amendment and nutrients regulator. Okay, as you know, biochar is the organic material that are heated in a limited oxygen environment by a process called pyrolysis. And the property of biochar is very good. First, the feedstock, say animal waste, would be different from wood biochar in terms of, say, pH or ash content. Also, the property vary with the highest temperature, treatment temperature, say the same organic material heated at 400 degrees would have quite different property than the same material heated at, say, 600 or 700 degrees C, okay? Well, some of the important properties of biochar included alkalinity. Most biochar usually got the alkaline pH because of the ash content, say oxide of potassium, oxide of calcium, magnesium, all that stuff. And then the sorption. Most biochar can absorb nutrients, especially pollutants such as heavy metals, because of we call the functional group on the surface, say like a carboxylate or phenolate, also because of its high surface area. Biochar can hold a lot of water because of they got a lot of small micropores. And microbiota can be protected and multiplies biochar. Because of those properties, then most biochar can increase crop growth, improve soil health, and provide several environmental benefits, such as the reduced emission of greenhouse gases, CO2, N2O, methane. Well, with those potential impacts of biochar in mind, our objectives of experiments were first to evaluate aluminum detoxifying potential of biochar applied to an acid, aldosol. The second objective was to evaluate the nitrogen regulating potential of biochar applied to a highly weathered oxysol. And the last one was to validate the nitrogen retention effect of biochar in a field experiment. Well, the first experiment here, we used the biochar locally made from kiawe wood. Kiawe is a species of mezquite trees that we use for barbecue here quite often. And the soil is an acid aldosol, pH 4.6, and exchange for aluminum is about 1.3 C-mol per kilogram, the same as 1.3 milli equivalent per 100 gram. That's the soil sand expression, okay? And we grew desmodium in totem. It's the forest legume, quite sensitive to aluminum. The experiment design consisted of two liming material, biochar and lime, application rates 0, 2.5, and 5% for biochar, and 0, 1.5, and 3 tons per hectare of lime. The experiment was a 3x3 factorial design with 3 replication per treatment. Well, to no one's surprise, when you add lime there, you Well, let's go back one step. When you add lime, that you raise soil pH significantly, say from 4.6 to 5.3 to 5.6, with 1.5 and 3 tons of lime per hectare. This more interesting is the application of biochar. By adding 2.5% biochar, you raise the soil pH from 4.6 to 5.1, and at 5%, then you get the soil pH up to 5.3. We believe that the calcium carbonate equivalent of biochar, here we calculated, and it's about 6.25%. That's one will help to raise the soil pH. And because soil pH increased, exchange for aluminum also decreased accordingly, say from 1.3 down to nearly zero for lime, and from 1.3 to about 0.5 for biochar. We believe that the OH release, either from lime or biochar in the present water, would precipitate aluminum and make aluminum non-toxic to plants. Actually, the response of plants to biochar and lime is quite interesting. Okay, by adding either lime or biochar, you will increase the plant growth. But the combination of some lime and biochar there really yield the highest plant growth. So our conclusion is the combination of biochar and lime is quite effective in raising soil pH, reducing exchange for aluminum, thereby increasing plant growth quite a bit. The second experiment was the studying the role of biochar in retaining nutrients. Here we used the locally made mixed wood biochar. The soil is oxisol, highly weathered, and we use 3 nitrogen sources, urea, and 2 organic nitrogen at 200 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And we use Chinese cabbage as the test crop. And you see here, the presence of biochar increased the cabbage yield quite a bit, regardless of the end source, whether it's urea or organic source, for both harvests. Okay. The effect is most striking with urea treatment for both harvests. When you add biochar to the soil stem, the cabbage yield was nearly double relative to control. You may have noticed that one organic nitrogen treatment got really low yield. That's one for the we call the tankage, meaning that the tankage is the products of meat and bone. So what we think that the tankage got pretty high salt content. The soil we use also pretty contain also pretty high manganese. That's why the plant got really got trouble with sodium and manganese, as in the red font here. This slide shows the soil data taken after the first harvest. And you see the tankage treatment also got consistently high electrical conductivity. Without biochar, the mainly 3 extractable manganese also pretty high. But when we added biochar, the extractable manganese currently reduced nearly by half. We believe that the surface functional group on the biochar, such as the carboxylate here or phenolate here, would delay manganese and make manganese less available or less toxic to plants. That's the reason. Okay. The last experiment here, we want to see if the beneficial effect of biochar, as we seen in the pot experiment, would carry out under the field condition. So we set up a field experiment. This one we use the macadamia husk biochar, the same oxysol as in the pot experiment, the same three nitrogen sources. But here we used three different rates of our nitrogen, 0, 150, and 300 kilograms per hectare. And we used several vegetables as test crops. First year, we used okra, soybeans, and sweet corn. That's how the experiment looked in the field. As you can see here, for okra, in the presence of biochar, the yield is quite higher, significantly higher than the control without biochar, regardless of the nitrogen rate. The effect of biochar on corn is even more interesting. Okay, with biochar there, corn yield increased regardless of nitrogen rate or sources. The most interesting is that with the biochar, okay, but no additional nitrogen, the yield, as you see the two here, also much higher than the one with no biochar but receiving quite high additional nitrogen. So to me, that there's something else besides nitrogen got involved in the plant growth. And it seemed to me that really the field experiment should be continued a couple more years to figure out what's going on besides the nitrogen effect from biochar. Okay? So our conclusion, the first one is biochar can partially substitute for lime in terms of reducing soil acidity and reducing aluminum toxicity. Biochar can retain nutrients and increase plant growth, especially when you apply it with other nutrient sources such as urea or compost, and filter ions should be continued to study long-term aging effect of biochar on plant growth and soil quality. That's all I got. Thank you.